In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A family that was driving a large RV pulled up in front of the church just as the pastor was coming out at the end of the day to go home. Well, wanting to be friendly, the pastor introduced himself and commented to the family about their snazzy RV. That RV appeared to have every bell and whistle of a 21st century RV. The father of the family, who was so proud of this RV, told the pastor, "The RV sleeps 8 people." And then he asked the people, "What is the capacity of your church?" And the tired pastor replied, "Oh, it sleeps about 80 on most Sundays." It is remarkable these days how little some churches resemble the exciting church of Jesus Christ from that first Pentecost event. With those disciples, there was so much excitement, and hundreds of people were being drawn to what was happening as the Holy Spirit was descending upon the crowd that afternoon. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit of God into the lives of those people, Jesus intended that they would bring new life and love into this world. What makes this church more than just a gathering of 80 sleepy people is the presence of the Holy Spirit here among us. St. Paul says that the Holy Spirit that brings you and me together gives us the gifts of love and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, and how important they are to living a quality life. And then St. Paul says all those gifts of the Holy Spirit are to be used in the time that we live our lives for the benefit of other people, and to help us attract people to come among us as a church. It is those gifts of the Spirit, patience and kindness and goodness, that are available each day to every one of us. Every one of us that can help to make us better people. People who are kind, and people who are considerate, and people who are compassionate, and people who are thoughtful. Those gifts of the Spirit help us to be the people that God made us to be. More than 100 years ago, a great sailing ship was stranded off the coast of South America. That ship lay there in the still waters, mired in those still waters, with not even a breeze to move it from its position. The captain was desperate. The crew were dying around him of thirst. And then from the far horizon, a steamship approached, and that steamship came directly near them. And as it drew near, the captain called out to that ship, "We need water. Please come against us and bring us water." And the steamship called back. The steamship called back to the sailing ship and said, "Just lower your buckets right where you are." And the sailing captain was furious at that response. But he called back to the steamship and he said, "Please give us water." But the steamship gave the same answer. "Lower your buckets where you are." And with that, the steamship moved away, back toward the horizon. The sailing ship captain was beside himself with anger. And he went down below deck. And a bit later, when no one was looking, a sailor lowered a bucket down the side of the ship and into the sea, and then pulled it up and tasted the water from that bucket. It was perfectly clear and cold and refreshing. Perfectly clear and cold and refreshing. For you see, the ship was just out of sight of the mouth of the Amazon River there by South America. And for all those days, they had been sitting there on top of all the fresh water they would ever need. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are right there inside each one of you. And inside me, since the day we were baptized, those gifts came to us in that moment of baptism. And the Holy Spirit of God is saying to you this evening, from deep down inside your heart, you have the gifts of love and patience and kindness and compassion and many others. They're there inside you. Gifts from God in the presence of His Holy Spirit. Lower your buckets and pull them up and use them. We are spirit-filled people. All we have need of, God's hand has provided. May the Holy Spirit of God that dwells in you and in me help us to be what God made us to be. This world will be a better place. And this church will be an even better church when that happens. Amen.